Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Welcome, everyone, to your weekly wellness radio. Let's talk about it. We are brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services. This is your weekly wellness radio for both Mexicali and Imperial County. I'm your host, Maria Wyatt, and my co-host is Scott Dudley.
And it's May. And May is Mental Health Awareness Month. That's it. You guys got it. And you're such good listeners.
Everybody needs to be wearing green.
And we've got a month full of really good shows about stuff that we're doing locally and other things that are going on other places, and this is no exception. We are joined today by Myra Andrade, and she is a mental health rehabilitation technician, and she is one of the people who works in a Mental Health Service Act program called the Transitional Engagement Supportive Services Program. Yes, that's right. It's the shortest name we could think of. Myra, welcome aboard. How are you?
Thank you, Scott and Maria. I'm doing really well. I'm very excited to be here with you guys today, and I'm very thrilled to look forward to all these rest of the month and all the shows. I'm sure that we'll have great information available to all our listeners.
You're one of our listeners, aren't you? You actually catch the show from time to time, don't you? Congrats. It's good listening.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you.
Transitional Engagement Supportive Services.
Yeah.
To me, that's almost, it is one of the bigger deals in our entire mental health system. Mm-hmm. To you too.
Yeah.
Tell us about you know, we could start with history if you want, but ultimately, why is it so important?
You know, that's a great question, Scott. And we get that question a lot from a lot of the people from our community. They let us know, you know what, we can see that through Behavioral Health, you guys have clinics and you guys have access to services in almost every, you know, major city in our county. And a lot of the times that we do get that question where how does TESS differ, or what's the difference between going in to access services through the TESS program or from a clinic? And the difference with the TESS program is that we actually provide immediate mental health services. And what we do is actually we provide a case manager to work with that individual person that's being referred to our TESS program. There's actually a lot of different ways in which people can be referred to the TESS program, but we work with them individually in their transition into outpatient treatment.
I think one of the
That's why the key word transitional, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, and I think one of the things people don't realize is that the acute, sometimes acute, but always distress of a mental health concern can make it really hard to do stuff organized, like getting into services, or even sometimes even make you feel like you don't need to get into services. It is a little bit more complicated than having the flu and going and getting antibiotics or something.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I think that was one of the things that we were missing before the test, that, you know, people would get out of the crisis or get out of the hospital and then what? Mm-hmm. You know, maybe they want to follow up with the doctor, make an appointment. But we are also like in the same, when you get discharged from Pioneers or the local hospital here, my husband was recently hospitalized and we got out. He already had an appointment with his PCP, with his primary care physician and his specialist. And that was nice. I didn't have to make the calls. They were already made. Mm-hmm. So that's where we're heading. Like we're doing the same thing, correct?
Yeah, health? Definitely. Actually, we have been expanding a lot of our test services. We do work a lot, like Maria was saying, about as far as doing that follow-up. We have a lot of people that end up in our crisis unit here available through Behavioral Health Services. And a lot of the times, these individuals who are leaving the crisis center have a lot of barriers when it comes to starting treatment. It could be a lot of different things as far as, you know, just their basic necessities. They don't have a place to stay, or they don't have means of transportation to get to their, you know, appointments. A lot of the times there's a lot of stigma, or a lot of the fact that them or their support systems, whether it's family members or friends, do not mm-hmm. have the education or information about what a mental illness is and the services that are available through behavioral health. So that's where the TESS, Transitional Engagement Supportive Services case manager, works with the individual. So the moment that they are actually being released from a crisis unit, there's a TESS case manager that's assigned to them. And what they do is they meet with the person, they meet with the family, conducting assessments to make sure that the person has their basic needs, that they are also informed about the services and how our processes, internal processes mm-hmm. work, right? Because sometimes it might take, sometimes or a lot of the times, you know, our patients have questions in regards to, you know what, why is it that I have to see the nurse before I see the doctor? You know, how come I can't get medication the first time that I come in? So a lot of the times it's providing a lot of guidance and education about our processes and the purpose of our appointments. And that also gives a sense of relief to the person that's starting, you know, treatment with us. Because mm-hmm. remember, these are people that are not receiving services with us. So a lot of them, you know, have never been with us before or have never received treatment. So a lot of the times they do need that information as far as how our services work and making sure that they're routed to the appropriate clinics for treatment.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Sunday morning at 7 a.m. on KXO AM 1230 Radio. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.